Devil's Advocate, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's my turn, man. Don't look at me like that.
Really? Was it your turn last time, too? Did I take it
last time? You know, I've been one turn off since Matt said he was ducking out early and then didn't duck out early, and I've been off all day. Like, I'm one segment off.
That's all right. I forgive you.
You know, if Elon Musk wants to buy me out for $44 billion, I will unban CJ from the phones.
Is that it? Well, real quick, you brought it up. What are your thoughts? Do you care?
Very little. I mean, yeah. It's a private guy. The only part I find intriguing about this transaction, I mean, more power to you, man. If you could spend $44 billion on anything and still be like the richest man in the world, you got too much freaking money. So tax the rich or eat the rich. Either way, tax them or eat them, one or the other. But in terms of Elon buying Twitter, I don't care. Except it's going to re-platform Donald Trump.
No, he already said he's not going to go back on it. So,
oh,
you know,
he's going back on
it. No, but I mean, if Trump were to do so, he would have lied to us. And, you know, the great cheetah messiah would never do so.
Oh, I've forgotten. You know, man known for his credibility. So that will re-stir the pot a little bit. You know, all those people that said, well, Donald Trump, you know, I long for the golden days of, you know, the Trump presidency, right? There's some MAGA people out there right now listening. I see you, CJ, saying, oh, it was so cool when Trump was president. Yeah, but they all had a little issue with his Twitter habits. And if he reinserts himself in every conversation, every single day, every news cycle, Donald Trump's back, baby. He's on Twitter. So everything he says in some small way, at least on OAN and Foxy News, and, you know, maybe it'll even come around here, Dom. We're back to reporting on the daily crazy of Donald Trump.
The quote from Musk, I saw this one at the Hill. I think it was a morally bad decision, to be clear, and foolish in the extreme. I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake. It alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. So to that point, then, I mean, it's one thing.
He's had a diminished voice. He doesn't have 81 million press release followers.
Sure, but if you want Donald Trump information, you can go get it. I mean, if his point is Donald Trump still has the voice, then what's the problem, Musk? You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want. If you want to encourage insurrection in this country, you want a violent revolution and shooting in the streets, you might have that opinion, but, you know, and maybe some people will have a problem with you articulating that on their specific platforms. But if you own the platform, Musk, and you're down with a guy like Trump doing that, well, that's on you, dude.
You know, the interesting thing is there's always a line. You know, Musk might be all for Donald Trump's free speech, but how about Matt Gaetz posting kiddie porn? You know, you're going to be down? Is that free speech as well? There's always a line, right? That's why there was 4chan. And then 4chan drew a line, and that's why there was 8chan. You know, because there's always a line.
Wait, I got a great idea. 5-minute abs. I mean, the hell with the 6-minute abs thing. We're going to do 5-minute abs.
Well, I do like 14-second abs. Yeah. That's why mine looks so sexy. Real quick, there is an entree into the 7th congressional race in the great state of Wisconsin. That's currently Toxic Tom Tiffany land. The Minocqua Republican is Tiffany. He's the accused insurrectionist slash congressional member from the Northwoods. Well, the Dems finally have a candidate. He's Dick Osman. And here's Dick's statement. Tom Tiffany can't separate fact from fiction and perpetuates misinformation in an attempt to divide the voters of his district. Yes, that's all true, Dick. So we'll get Dick along someday soon, but a candidate in the 7th. Up until now, it's been, you know, Republican light Dave Cornelius. I believe that's the one being endorsed by our buddy Kirk up in the Northwoods. You know, sort of primarying Tiffany from the sane side of the party.
Well, interesting. I mean, you got to have challengers in every single district everywhere. Even if you're going to martyr yourself out, you got to put the effort in. And because there are people that live in rural areas that do have progressive leanings, or at least want a government that is reactive and for them, and not just for perhaps, you know, the rich corporations.
Well, Dom, I always feel better about voting for a Democrat, let's say, than wading into a partisan primary and trying to be strategic. I mean, we've had some fun conversations predicated on strategery and
right.
Rick Santorum and the dirty Santorum voting I did once strategically. But I've never felt clean ever again, Dom. And I wouldn't recommend it. I just think, you know, find a good candidate and vote for something. Be for something, young man. 844-967-2789. Or be against stuff. Here's CJ. CJ, how you doing, man?
Hey, CJ.
Howdy, guys.
What are you against today, CJ?
Pardon me?
What are you against?
Well, just consider me the truth detector for your detached from reality callers. We are living in a Democrat world, and we now see record prices in the grocery store and at the fuel pump. And no one's really worried about 2024. They're just trying to survive underneath this now the worst president we've ever had. And he's accomplished that in less than half his term.
Okay, CJ, we let you talk a little bit now. Let me ask you about Roe v. Wade. What would be your intention if Roe v. Wade is overturned? What do you think Republicans should do with that? Should they ban abortion nationwide? Should they ban all exceptions, rape, incest, the health of the mother? Because that's the path the Republican Party is currently on, CJ. And I think that women especially are going to notice that. And while pocketbook issues are important, CJ, so is having the right over one's own body. Now, you're the Freedom Party, right? You guys, the Republicans, why don't you give women the freedom to make choices over their own body?
I would say, what gives you the right to tell women that they don't have the choices over their own bodies?
Well, I think it comes down to the Supreme Court, and this was a draft that was intentionally leaked to...
Probably by a conservative.
...to deflect.
Probably by a conservative. The Wall Street Journal, Rupert Murdoch's paper, was reporting leaks from the conservative side a week before this draft document. Somebody from the right is leaking. Well, now, CJ, I can't promise you that that didn't come from a lefty clerk, but the strategery would say... If you want to lock in this decision, a righty leaked it.
Well, whoever leaked it was wrong. I don't care, right or left. But this is going to go back to the states if the draft is true. And I think the Republicans...
So let me ask you that, CJ. What is it about state government do you think would allow the states to tell a woman that they can or cannot have an abortion, or that a black or white person can or cannot get married, or that gay people could not can or cannot get married? What is it about the state's thing, or the state's rights issue, that you think that's the proper venue for these kinds of issues?
Because the way the founders set it up. But here's the thing. You know... Unlike you criticize the Republicans for the restrictions they might put on it,
right.
What restrictions are you okay with? Because the Democrats, I want to vote on right up to the day before they're born. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that non-restriction?
Well, no one's really down for late-term abortions, and to think some child would be aborted the day before birth, CJ, probably means there's some horrible thing wrong with the child or the mother's life is in imminent danger. But we all know that that is statistically a zero. It doesn't happen, CJ. You know, you well, can say it happened once.
So Crudy.
But statistically, it's a zero.
Well, statistically, zero isn't the vote. The vote is the Democrats want the right up till the day before.
So no, I think ultimately a lot of people want the rights of the woman. The woman should decide, CJ. Do you have a problem with that? I mean, what is it about your existence that you should put your beliefs oppressed upon the woman, CJ?
Dom, that's not the vote. The vote is what the
No, but you didn't answer the question. All right, that's enough, CJ. We appreciate the call, man. You're not going to answer the question. See, guys, any man telling a woman what to do with their pregnancy, number one, is wrong, right? I mean, shut your mouth, CJ. Shut your mouth, men, Republican men.
Shut up and dribble.
It's not up to them. It's not up to you. I mean, women, I mean, are you kidding me? And you look at, we had when Maggie Dawn, our friend, our attorney friend, came on and talked about the what women have gone through in this country. And some of the things that are some people still find shocking, like, you know, women couldn't have their own credit card without their husband's permission in the 70s, CJ. So we have a history of misogyny in this country. So, yeah, I am very sensitive to my female friends and my female family members on this issue. And if you just think, well, because I think this shouldn't happen. Well, you know, you don't have, your body doesn't go through that. You don't experience the birthing process. Because if you did, you'd have no problem getting an abortion whenever you wanted one.
That guy couldn't carry his blank strap.
844-967-2789. Derek from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. So, you know, that guy was something else. first of all,
we can only take him
I'm
in small doses.
Right now, and we already knew that, you know, fuel prices were going to go up when Donald Trump's buddy Putin started the war in Ukraine. So, great. Thanks for supporting that. And food prices were going to go up as well because a lot of food is grown there. And, you know, that's just not.
Well, and oil companies are packing in record profits.
Well, not just oil companies, though, Derek. I mean, corporate profits are at a record high right now with record inflation. You cannot look at that formula and think, well, some of that is because they're taking advantage of the inflationary pressures and putting it in their pocket.
No question. But the real reason I called was on the Roe versus Wade topic.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you got here is you got people voting in the Supreme Court putting this in place. And what they are is pro-birth. They're not pro-life. They have no interest in supporting these children after they're born. And the majority of these children are born in poor communities. Their parents are already on social services, AFDC.
Well, Derek, it's
and now,
mathematically that may or may not be true, but what about Coney Barrett's defense that the mother can always put the child up for adoption? She apparently adopted a couple of quote-unquote abandoned kids. You put it in a package, you throw it in a mailbox, anywhere in America, no questions asked, and you've absolved yourself from responsibility. So why do you need abortions?
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, well, she should read her own Bible, because the Bible states, the Old Testament states that a child, the mother's life comes first, and the child isn't born until it bleeds. So, you know, she's a extremist too, but, you know, in the end,
Old Testament, that's what the Jewish people believe, Derek. So, you know,
The Ten Commandments are in the Old Testament too, right? And I'm pretty sure that's a lot of New Testament readers are all down with the Ten Commandments.
The Republicans don't honor the Ten Commandments, but you continue, Derek. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're doing is they're doing exactly the opposite of what they really want, because most of them are racist. And, you know, what they're going to do is add more black and brown kids. And they don't want that. I mean, it's just incredible, because they're not going to take care of them. They don't want to feed them. They don't want to house them.
Derek, I'm going to end you there. Your phone call got a little progressively worse.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Derek. I mean, yeah, I know you say pro-birth versus, you know, pro-life or anti-choice perhaps might be a good word for it too. But let's not forget, these are the pro-government forced birthing party. That's what they want. They want the government to come into your bedroom and force women to have birth against their will. That's what they're about. That's not freedom. That's not small government. And their justification for doing this, let's not forget, is their indoctrination to some mythological text and their beliefs in an almighty God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, my position is that more people do not believe than do.
You know, I think every baby upon birth, or maybe in vitro, should get a gun, man. Second Amendment. If you're a human at conception, you need your gun now. You shouldn't have to wait. Come back. More devils. Why wait? 844-967-2789. Call right now.
We're going to win because we did so well. Because it was so overwhelming, the thing that we did.
So I don't have any clue of what he's talking about.